why dispensational millennialism want to stress the distinction between Israel and the church?
Why do they want to do that?
为什么他们要如此强调呢?
Well, you know, I'm not sure I can psychoanalyze them.
我不能够心理分析他们。
But I do think that one of the reasons is this.
但是我想其中一个原因也许是啊,
they're very, very committed to the idea that Christ comes back before the tribulation for his church.
因为他们非常坚信基督要在大灾难之前来迎接他的教会。
They're very committed to the idea that the church will not go through the tribulation. But it's impossible to defend that viewpoint unless you believe in the church-Israel distinction. Only if you think that the church is different from Israel,
除非你相信以色列跟犹太人是有区分的,
can you maintain the idea that the church is saved from the tribulation?
要不然你就不能够坚持, 教会会从大灾难中得免除。
You might think that if the church is taken out of the world before the tribulation,
你可能以为在大灾难之前, 教会会被提了。
That this means there are no saved people in the tribulation.
意思就是说在大灾难当中呢,没有得救的人,都被提了嘛,对不对?
But I don't know of a dispensationalist who believes that.
但我不知道时代论者真是这么相信的。
That means that there are saved people during the tribulation.
换言之在这个大灾难当中还会有些得救的人。
Well, why aren't those saved people saved from the tribulation?
为什么那些得救的人没有从大灾难当中被提,
oh,
被免除呢?
Oh, because they're not part of the church.
因为他们不属教会嘛。
They're part of Israel.
他们是以色列人嘛, 所以
And so the only way you can maintain that there are saved people in the tribulation, but the church is saved from the tribulation, is by saying that they're part of a different people of God.
所以你要坚持, 在大灾难中有些犹太人是不得救的, 还有, 唯一的能够坚持这样的方式是说这两个是不同的人, 犹太人跟教会是两个不同的。
And so if I had to guess, I would say that they want to maintain this so badly because without it, they have to give up the idea that the church does not go through the tribulation, and they have to face the prospect that the church will go through the tribulation, and they don't want to face that prospect.
很复杂。
That's my guess.
这是我的猜想啊。 Andy, I have a question, but nothing to do with this.
Well, go ahead.
继续问. Matthew 10,
mm-hmm. 23. Mm-hmm. Boy, they need
more light in here. 马太第十章. 哦，对不起。 Okay, 23. Okay. If you are persecuting one city, flee to another. 我现在告诉你们, before you go around all the cities in Israel, the Son of God, Son of Man, will be here, will come. What's he referring to? You know, which coming?
This is a very good question. This is a passage that has troubled Christians. Some people take it and apply it to Christ's second coming.
有些人呢,
and they say that it means, and they take it spiritually or figuratively, and they say it means that that the disciples of Christ will not finish evangelizing the whole world until Christ comes back.
他们用寓意或者不是用字面，那是用灵异解释，就是说，基督的门徒呢要传福音，然后没有传完呢，基督就来了。But
to me, that doesn't seem to take the passage seriously or literally, and it seems to me the passage is meant literally.
但是对我来说，寓意解经好像不太合适，应该这段经文是字面的、历史性的，实在是这样子。And
so I think that we here are face to face with the idea that before the great glorious second coming of Christ,
这里我们必须要面对，在荣耀的基督的二次降临之前呢,
there are lesser figurative comings of Christ in the Bible.
有一些比较次要的，不是寓意的基督的再临。
Perhaps the reference here is to Christ's resurrection.
也许这里所指的是基督的复活,
when he came out of the grave.
当他从坟墓里头出来的时候,
perhaps the reference is to the destruction of Jerusalem.
也许这里指的是耶路撒冷的城被毁了,
when he came to destroy the apostate Jewish nation in AD 70. Or perhaps it's a reference to the Transfiguration.
或许这指的是他的山上变相。
When Jesus on the mountain was glorified and a foretaste and a glimpse of his glory was given to his disciples.
当耶稣在山上变相，他 荣耀得到荣耀，而且他的门徒也预尝了天上的天国的荣耀。And
some other places in the gospel, that's called a coming of Christ.
在圣经里头也论到这些，也都是说基督的降临，这些都是基督的降临了。So
I think it's a reference to one of those events and not to Christ's second coming.
所以这段经文指的是其中这一件事情，而不是基督的那个第二次的。
Look over at Matthew 16.
你看看马太16章。
And look at verse 28.
你看28节。
Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
我实在地告诉你们，站在这里的人，有人没尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
That statement is followed by the account of the transfiguration of Christ.
紧接着呢，就是讲到了耶稣在山上改变形象。In
the following verses.
在下面的十七章里头，我们看到。
And so I think that the transfiguration of Christ is called here a seeing of the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
所以这里呢，耶稣在山上改变形象，这个变相呢，就在28节里头称之为看见人子降临在他的国里头。
This is not the coming of Christ in the glory of his Father with all the holy angels.
这个不是基督二次降临时候带着众天使在荣耀中显现，不是这个，不是同一回事。
But it's the coming of Christ on the mountain giving a glimpse of his glory.
这里呢，乃是在山上基督变相，让我们预先瞟到一眼他将来的荣耀。
Good question.
很好的问题。